All right. You know what that means? We're live. And I don't mean just a live, we're live. Like really live. And we're even going to have Ashley live tonight. So anyway, for all of you out there, thanks for tuning in for our Tuesday night show, the Overland Radio Show, sponsored by Overland Attic, Midland USA, and Rugged Bound. We appreciate them. Actually, he's actually not too far from Theo at Rugged Bound. She should probably shag his direction and go say hello. She's not too far away. I said not too far away. She's probably half a day drive, so still. Anyway, thanks for joining us and hanging out tonight. It's just going to be Ashley and I again. Ashley and her family are off on vacation, so we'll get caught up on what they've been doing down there, and then we'll talk about some other things. There's some a couple of events I want to talk about, not just, the big one, the obvious one, the Moore Expo that'll be here before you know it, but there's some other little events that I've come across. I thought maybe we'd share those and talk about those a little bit and a couple other little things and just, you know, kind of do a little catch up, I guess, not catch up like for fries, but you know what I mean? Catch up. And then Ashley doesn't know this, but I ordered something for us to give away at Moore, and I'm going to order some more because I think I like these enough that I'm going to order one, but I got to get Jeff to help me out. He's got to hook me up with the most embarrassing picture he can find of Ashley. And that way I can have these things made. But anyway, so let's bring the troublemaker herself all the way from down in Big Bend.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, everybody. How are you guys?
Who's breaking up? Am I having a fight?
I don't know. It's like you're breaking up on my end. So I don't know if it's we have so many devices on the Starlink and it's actually me or what's going on. But yeah. Sorry, they're trying to disconnect people, kick people off from Starlink. Oh my God, really? This is going to be the show. Okay. This is going to be what happens is I am not responsible for what happens going on around me. I am not alone at this campground and you know, I got my OSOS crew, so it's going to be fun.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see somebody probably stroll through with a kilt on and hopefully there's no sagging balls hanging out of the bottom of it.
Oh, two. There's two running around with kilt on. They're going full Scottish.
All right, so tell everybody where you're at tonight.
What?
Can you turn your phone off really fast just from this?
This is how we do things around here, you know?
No? You vote no? Oh, yes, sorry. What? I don't know. I'm on the show. Go away.
No, he's not. He's lying. She didn't say she wasn't on the show.
Okay, I don't know what's happening.
She's not on the show.
I got my OSOP. I got my people's. And I told you I cannot be responsible for what is happening here.
That's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm just glad you were able to get. So for those of you out there who don't know, Ashley splurged and bought Starlink.
Turn mine off.
So she's on Starlink tonight. Of course,
I am on Starlink.
We checked. And there was 9 other people connected.
I'm off. I don't know who the rest are.
Okay.
There's a ton of people connected, but and so that may cause a few little glitches here and there, but nothing too bad. We're just glad that she was able to not be such a tightwad and came off some cash and bought Starlink for a change. Now she can quit complaining or trying to get mine. She wanted to take my Starlink with her. Unfortunately, mine was getting swapped out for a new one because anyway, I had an issue with mine.
Because you break it and you damage crap. And there is one kilt right there for you. Look at that sexiness right there. Wrong side. I'm on this. Over there.
Who is that?
Where's the flag?
Who is that? That would be Pedro. And there is my other kilt, Alex. Say hi, boys.
What's up?
The flag is in the cricket.
We'll get the flag.
Okay, go get the flag.
Where's the Oso's flag?
So, your flag over there.
Yeah, we should get the Oso's flag.
Jeez. Since Ashley got on a few minutes before the show, she's been drinking Blue Cherry rum. And
I did that, but now I'm drinking this, the Penguin beer, and it tastes like Moose Tracks ice cream. It's really, really good. Apparently, it's 15% alcohol. I was told to tell everybody that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah. This is so. This is what's happening.
So, this is going to be a tough show. So, tell me, how's the weather down there? What's the
okay, so for those who don't know, for those who don't know where I'm at Big Bend National Park in Texas. I am literally walking distance from the Rio Grande. I got to put my feet in it yesterday.
This way. Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Now apparently I'm going to represent Wander. Yeah. So
hold that for a minute, and then we'll do the
Chris wants to know you're getting drunk tonight, huh?
Well, it's been a lot of drinking trips, so yes, probably.
Michael says he doesn't want to see a Big Ben.
Guys, they said they don't want to see a Big Ben. Okay, that means
they want to see Big Ben.
They don't want to see a Big Ben.
We're getting the other one.
So you guys are down by the border. You're camped out at Cottonwood
Campground.
Ashley went across the border illegally.
Why do you have to tell me? That was a conversation between you and I. You were not supposed to tell people I illegally crossed. I don't need the $6,000 ticket.
You never said I couldn't say anything.
Yeah. So I did technically illegally cross.
No, you didn't.
And crossed the Rio and stood on the other side. Unfortunately, son of a bitch. This is going to be a rough show. Sorry. our passports didn't make it for the trip. So tomorrow the rest of our crew is going to Piquillas, which is like half a mile in, across the border. They're going to go hang out there for most of it. Yes. We were told by one of the, park rangers that if they were caught illegally crossing the border here at the national park, it is a $6,000 ticket. I refused to get caught, but I had to say at least went into Mexico because our passports didn't show up. So they're going to go spend the day doing that. We're going to go hit some more hiking trails. Yesterday we did, the Balanced Rock, which was really cool. I've got some photos here on my phone, but I don't know what's happening. Oh, now we're touching me. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh my God.
I'm being touched, but there's the Balanced Rock.
There you go.
It's just a big giant boulder that we got to stand under.
You need to post those on Overland Radio and tell everybody where
you're at. Don't you do it. To leave my hair clip alone.
And yeah, you need to post those on Overland Radio.
I can do that. So we hung out there yesterday, but I injured my foot. Why are you stealing my beer? Pedro!
Chad says he figured when you came back, you'd get money and a free house. When you came back.
I mean, there was some talk about that, too. Oh, hey, look. Now I got to do a coffee whiskey shot.
All right, do it. Go ahead.
I'm not shooting the whole thing.
Go ahead. Don't be a wimp.
You have to do the whole one, Ashley.
You have to do the whole one.
Shit,
do
really?
It.
Yep.
Go, do it. Go. 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 Go.
Come on.
Go.
Yeah.
That's why Jeff married.
Let's be honest. You've had worse things in your mouth before anyway, so don't worry.
Yes,
about
I probably have had worse things in my mouth.
Oh,
damn. That burned.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, so now we're going to hit the moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, that one tastes good.
Oh, geez. All right.
Chris already asked if I was getting drunk tonight.
Yeah.
So crunk.
Apparently that's probably going to happen.
Crunk. Mm-hmm. We're going to be juggalos the rest of the night.
Jennifer got picture proof of me doing that shot. That's scary.
Yeah, we can.
That's going to bite me later.
Definitely screenshot that and use it to our advantage.
Say hi to my husband. There is his lovers right there. Those three. So.
Dad says we're going to see some interesting toys on this episode.
So, the girls are all wearing shirts that says Raising My Husband is Exhausting. Those are the three husbands. Right there. Say hi, boys.
Hi, boys.
Yo, boys.
What are you doing? Oh, okay. So the boys are wearing a shirt that says drunkest bunch of assholes this side of the campground. Which is very accurate.
And the children.
And the children
are
wearing shenanigan tees. A person that is led astray by a shenanigator to participate in shenanigans.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. That's pretty good.
This apparently we're just gonna have everybody, the crew here today.
That's okay. It's part of doing it. Yeah, you know, this is the fun stuff. This is the side of Ashley we don't normally get to see because you're such a freaking prude. Most
I am not a prude. You just have to go camping with me when.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. And then.
No.
Yes, I do.
Don't read this book, by the way, when you're at Big Bend and hiking.
Death and. So Ashley's holding up a book that says "Death in Big Bend," and she's in the Big Bend National Park. Yeah, I'm going to guess that's probably not a cool thing to be reading.
It is not.
But
it is not.
But Jennifer
the best
says
thing to
you
got to
get alcohol in her first, so I'm guessing that's probably the key is to get a little alcohol. But so anyway, so you guys
so
are going to hike tomorrow.
Some of these photos or some of the shit that's been happening back here, there is a professional photographer in this group tonight. And he's been taking photos, so I'm really scared as to what's happening that I can't see.
Chris thinks that since you're reading that book, you're in training to murder someone.
If it is, it's going to be Jeff, you know, because he didn't finish the cricket until Thursday night, and we left Saturday morning.
Well, is it finished?
It is finished, but he's already talking about going in and redoing some cabinet fronts. So he's going to go in there and screw with it again, but he's not allowed to take the whole thing out. But yes, so... Stop fucking A. Okay, I'm sorry. They are bound and determined to take my hair down. Yes, live streaming from the campsite is awesome. Please don't.
So, just so you know, listen, here's the deal. On the way down, you guys played the radio chatter game. What happened? Did you spit your pants?
He is riding a bike. A child's bike with a kilt and flying a flag and almost took out our dragonfly awning and then tried to crash into the back of my chair.
I thought maybe you crapped your pants or something. That was what I was going to say. So listen, Radio Chatter Game's in the house and you
radio
guys played
chatter?
Radio Chatter on the way down.
We did. So we did a few rounds on the way down because for those coming from Tulsa area to Big Bend, the journey sucks. There's nothing to see. It is extremely boring. So we used our Midland radios constantly. The three boys were being themselves. But like the radio never went off. We were constantly in communications with each other. And then they're literally pushing the one on the bike now. I can't. And they're enjoying this a little too much. And then last night we had, so all of us, so there is a total of 12 of us that are in our group camping. And then we had two people from a different campsite join us that we had just met this weekend. Nice. And we literally played, I'm not drinking any more of that. We literally played radio chatter for about an hour or so last night. And I sent them a couple of videos. One of the questions was, what's the first thing you're going to buy when you get home that we played? And the best answer was by Pedro, which I don't know where he's standing, which one is him right now.
I'm right here.
What was your answer? What was your answer on the first thing you're going to buy when you get home?
Oh, laxatives. It's clogged up.
Yep.
A lot of business here gets stuck. You got to move it. Have you ever seen those videos when like a dam has had like a door that hasn't been opened in years and all the mud is there and just kind of goes that? That's what we're talking about after 3 days or more.
Is that where they throw the tire through the window?
It's like there's all the tires through the window.
Yes,
it's the whole thing.
Got it. Oh, okay, my God. Really it's gone from bad to worse. Well,
I warned you. I warned you. Why Brenda, are you petting me?
Brenda, where are you?
So, Ashley, Brenda's did you know yet. That yes. Radio Chatter has a new expansion Brenda pack, but it's adult only?
Yes, they told. So when I sent them a couple of videos earlier when we had Starlink up going, and so I just got to see the responses and was chatting a little bit before the show. They said that this group definitely needs some non-radio appropriate questions.
Yeah.
I volunteered that this group will be guinea pigs. We will. I promise it'll be epic responses. And yes.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's going
to
be
great. I'm going to have to jump on the website and order some. So go to their website and grab the new ones. And they're not radio friendly, but just from some of the stuff they've posted, it looked like it'll be fun stuff. So I can't wait.
I'm going to have to order some when we get back because we're already talking about our next camp trip together as a group.
You know, we need to do one of these where you're at one campground on Starlink and I'm on another campground at Starlink.
Okay.
We need to work that out somewhere.
Well, our group is talking about not going to Rendezvous.
Michael's
in the house.
Wave like a door. Man, I haven't even been drinking and I can't talk.
Hey, you know what? And I have been drinking and talk. So what does that say?
There you go. So
Mike, hey, take some pictures with some Disney princesses for me because my kids, when we went last year, wouldn't do it.
Oh, nuts. Well,
I know.
I'm not sure that
Josh is in the house too.
With three guys.
Power wagon.
Oh, yeah, there he is. With three guys in kilts, I'm not sure that the pictures are going to be those all that worthy.
Well, it's just two. Jeff forgot his kilt. He had no brain function with the cricket going on. But they did. I mean, that does not mean that some shit's not going to happen. And, I mean, I may or may not have already been flashed accidentally. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? At least everybody's having a good time. That's what matters.
Everybody watching, I'm sorry. I have no control of what is happening behind me.
I get it. But they're having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but the problem is they're all plotting right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is going to happen. Stop, please.
Don't be sorry. We love to watch.
I mean, you guys do. It will be a shit show.
I feel like I'm in a circus. The monkey ride the tricycle in the back.
Hey, and Jeff is the monkey. Jeff is the monkey. He's the one that's in there honking the horn right now.
Hey, so guess what? At Moore,
what?
I've lined you up interviews.
Well, so we need to talk about Moore. I won't be there until Saturday.
Why?
So the reason why we ended up with Starlink is because Gavin got his Tulsa Tech teacher signed him up for two competitions. So his 3D. I literally just had a grown man in a kilt crash the bike right behind me. For those that get to listen to this later, that's what you just heard. Yeah.
He's doing the whole thing like he's safe.
No, shit.
Anyway. So listen, let me get this straight. You're not going to be there Friday with me?
I won't be there Friday. Jeff will be there. Jeff will be there Thursday.
Jeff's got to run y'all's booth.
Yes, so Jeff's going to run the booth by himself. But Gavin got signed up for competition. His 3D. We've got a flare for the dramatics happening for his crash. Jen, he can't go to the ER. We are too far away from any sort of medical assistance. The closest is like Midland, Texas. He's going to have to be lifelighted out of here at this point. So Gavin's got two competitions coming up that are literally that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And he just stole my beer. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know what time he's going to be back on Friday. So I have to pick him up from the Tulsa Tech campus and then we'll head straight to Moore, depending on what that time is.
Okay. $20 if you punch him in the coin first.
Hey, Pedro, I'm getting better. $20 to punch you in the nuts. Come here. I'm getting better. $20 to punch you in the nuts.
Jennifer says you got 20 on that too.
I think your wife will hurt me if I literally punch you.
Hey, so listen, I got us some giveaways.
I need a light.
Okay. But I'm not going to share them.
Okay.
Tonight. But
I'm concerned. So can we move my interviews up more to Saturday?
Well, I'll have to figure that out. But I have a couple of set up for you. But I ordered us a few giveaways, and I am like 99% certain that nobody else will have these. Everybody's got stickers and everybody got patches and that kind of stuff. And those are great. Don't get me wrong. But I thought we'd do something a little different. So I did. I placed the order.
Okay.
It should be here in about a week. I'm not going to tell what it is on the radio, because if I do, then every damn body else will go order them and they'll have them at the show. And so I'm not going to indulge. However, I need Jeff to help me out with something. So tell Jeff when y'all get back, he's got to call me.
Well, you told him like a couple weeks ago that you had some project for him or needed him to do, or you signed him up for something, but you still haven't told him what that is.
Well, I don't think he has to do it now, so it's okay. It's getting dark there, girl.
I know. I was just yelling at Jeff that he needs to turn on the outside lights or get me a flashlight or something. So
you had $40 on punching him in the coin purse.
I know.
And Chad happens to think that's pretty hilarious.
I mean, the fact that he called it a coin purse is, Chad, I mean, probably the accurate size. I don't have to talk to his wife, but yeah.
Dude, Chad says he doesn't think it's legal to hand out gummies at the expo. Oh, that's not what it is, I promise. A few years ago,
Chad,
remember he gave them to
Jeff a big iron.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Jeff slept like daughter. A baby that night.
He slept good. Like, out. I don't know. I keep hoping that the darker it gets, the less people see of what shenanigans are happening behind me. The children's shirts are very accurate with the shenanigan tea.
That's okay. Hey, listen, everybody's having a good time, and that's what counts. When you go on a trip like this with your friends and it's spring break, the kids need to have a good time. This is a great outlet for them to get out and run. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh. Is that better? You want this one?
You look like you've just been pulled over and are getting spotted by the cops.
No, just setting up my Devo site for me. They blinded me with a headlamp because they're being sweet. My amazing extra husbands are being awesome and giving me spotlight, but
what did you call them?
Husband. They're my extra husbands.
Extra husbands.
They're my extra husbands.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just the
tip. Oh dear God. Okay. Well, even I'm not sure where to go with that one.
Beautiful.
Okay. So now I got my Devo slide going.
What is the crowd like? Ooh. Like orange.
Yeah. We need a vote. Orange.
White.
White.
Orange.
Orange.
Lee says orange.
What?
Lee says orange.
Lee says orange.
Orange. Orange matters.
Okay. Orange. Thank you. This is one of my extra husbands right here.
Yeah.
That's Alex. Here, Alex. Nine. Nope.
So, all right. Have you been eating well?
Yeah. So every night, someone from the group cooks something different. Tonight was actually supposed to be my night, but because of the show, they gave me the night off when everyone just kind of made their own thing. So tomorrow I get to eat my tacos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, since it's kind of one of those nights when you can't get any a break, we may have to cut this one short just so that you don't get, completely harassed. We may do half the show tonight.
Oh, you're not enjoying the shenanigans.
Oh, I'm enjoying the shenanigans. I just feel like I
lost my train of thought just once. Yeah, like really bad. But that's it.
I just figured that you were going to get tired of them giving you a hard time or messing with you, and I didn't want anything to be on video or audio of, like, you know, death upon some guy.
No. We'll make them a statistic in the book that I'm reading, you know.
Hey, there you go. How'd the 4Runner do pulling the trailer? Would y'all get like 9 miles to the gallon or what?
Actually, we got about 11 and a half pulling. So, but we didn't put water in it until we got here. So we tried to keep some of the weight out of it.
Yeah,
which helped. And then we'll empty the water out again before we leave to assist again as well. So
when do y'all head back?
That was actually, we leave Friday. So we'll be back Saturday. We'll leave Friday morning whenever we get around, and then I need to talk to him. Alex, I sent you a message on Facebook and you have not responded. Or Adam, sorry, Alex was over here. And you have not responded to me.
That's because he sent me a message and he goes, "Who the hell is this Ashley chick?" And I told him,
What the fuck?
And he's like, "Should I respond?" And I'm like, "Hell no, don't respond to her."
I had a great idea for step 22 gear.
He hears that shit all the time. Actually, he's true.
I'm sure he does.
Look, this is him. Me no do social media. He's not lying.
He's on watching the show right now. He can respond really quick to a message. Anyway. But no, great idea for step 22 product. And that could be my first piece.
It don't feel bad. I sent him a text yesterday with a link and told him that he needed to get off his duff and do something. Uh-huh. And I sent him the link to hopefully inspire him. And he's yet to text me back. So, you know, don't feel bad. He's ignored my text messages.
Well, I will say for anyone that wants to come out to Big Ben, definitely worth it if you're into the night sky. I'm hoping tonight's going to clear. We actually get to see the Milky Way. The last two nights it's been cloudy. It rained last night, but it's been fun. It's been a fun trip if you can't tell by the stuff that's been going on in the background.
So are you guys going to join us for the eclipse in a few weeks?
I'm trying to figure out where we're going to go because everywhere is sold out.
I got the place to
you
go.
You haven't told me.
Well, I'm not telling anybody unless you're going with me because I don't want everybody and their daggone brother there.
Okay.
But the problem
all
is,
I gotta do is that, from work.
That some of us have to go like days early to secure these places so that nobody else gets them.
That's why I have you.
Right. But I can't do it by myself. You're going to have to let Jeff go with me.
That's fine. Jeff can go.
Hot dog.
Jeff's going to more solo for first 2 days.
Man, that actually might work out good in mine and his favor.
Well, why?
Oh, nothing. Why? No big deal. It's okay.
Why?
No. It's okay. So anyway, we need to go do the solar eclipse together. It's only a couple weeks away, I guess. What, 2.5 weeks or something like that? And
so it's April 8th. And so Emma's birthday is the 7th. So it's the day after.
We don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but that's how I keep track of it.
You're supposed to tell her that, and then she's going to get mad at me. And then, you know, we have that little love-hate thing going on.
They're actually behaving right now. So enjoy the peace and quiet-ish while you can.
That's funny. Okay, cool. So we got, there's some other, I found some shows, expos or events. I want to ask you if you've ever heard of them. Hang on. I'm going to pull them up real quick.
I can guarantee you the answer is probably no.
Well, I haven't heard of them, but apparently
I'm really scared. I hear chuckling somewhere and I can't see them.
What?
I hear chuckling and I can't see them.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I might not be able to tell you what they are, but they're all in Texas and I can't remember. What the heck? I thought I saved this, but apparently I didn't. Okay. That was an epic fail on Lee's part. I thought I saved the page. Obviously, I didn't save the page.
Obviously not. What am I going to do with you?
Okay. Let me try one more place. Hang on. I want to see if anybody else had heard of some of these events. Yeah, I can't find it now. Okay, well, it was a good thought. I was thinking there was like three events that I saw posted somewhere, and I thought I saved it, but I didn't, obviously. So I was like, hey, we should go to those. So now that the cricket's fixed, are you guys actually going to do some camping now? I mean, more frequently? Yes. Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
Because y'all missed all the polar bear campouts, and I had a spare tent on a trailer that I offered up.
I know. But yes, we will be camping a lot more now that the cricket's fixed, which I'm excited. I mean, to the point where the kids were begging Jeff to hurry and fix the cricket because they wanted to go camping. So yes, more adventures to come now.
Hey, look, Jeff checking in from the Baskin Robbins and Mountain Home. Dude, I don't know what kind of ice cream you're getting, but cookies and cream is the only way to go.
That's not true. I mean, cookies and cream is good, but cookie dough.
Chad says, use your browser history. And Jennifer says, I'm sure he deleted it so wife doesn't see his porn.
This is probably true.
Obviously, somebody's been talking, and I'm not me. I don't know what y'all are talking about, but I don't do that kind of stuff. I'm too old and lazy for it.
You can't keep up? Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say that, but... Second, the cookie dough. That's it, big
cookie
boys.
Cookie dough is the way to go.
Adam, are you ready for the Step 22 trailer? Actually, Adam, yes. And we probably should get on the horn and talk about that because I got some ideas for you. Anyway.
Well, apparently he didn't answer. How are you going to talk to him?
Andrew said he came for the Twinkies, and I didn't bring the Twinkies again. So,
wait, what about the Twinkies?
Have you not heard this story?
No.
Okay, so Chris and Amy... Chris comes, Marler comes to the at the Arkansas camp out. Mm-hmm. This cat pulls out Twinkies and toasts them on the fire, a toasted Twinkie. And then he takes the Twinkie and he dips it in the jar of moonshine, the banana cream pie, I think it was, moonshine.
Okay. So
it kind of absorbs a little bit. And I took a bite. And I'm going to be honest, it was kind of life-changing. To an extent, I mean, I was like, holy crap, I'd never had any. That was like amazing.
Okay. So one of the guys here brought some Twinkies.
Huh?
So one of the guys actually brought some Twinkies on that trip.
Them over the fire and dip them in that sipping in that moonshine. But so the deal was Chris was going to bring the moonshine and I was supposed to stop and get big boxes of Twinkies for Big Iron for the mm-hmm. last polar bear camp out. And I failed. And I miserably failed. And so all night long, he had people walking up to me like quietly, like we were doing drug deals. And they would go, dude, you got the Twinkies? And I'm like, no, I don't have the Twinkies. And then lo and behold, I start to walk away from the front of the stage. And the band that's there, the guy stops and goes, hey, where's Lee? And I'm thinking, he can't be asking about me. And so I kind of sort of keep walking. He goes, Lee, where you at? And I'm like, here. He goes, dude, I hear you got the Twinkies. And I was like, son of a bitch. There you go. Ashley's got the Twinkies. How about that?
I got the Twinkies. Y'all need the Twinkies. They're here at Big With Me right now.
So anyway, I probably got more crap over that whole deal from I can't tell you how many people because Chris was going around putting them up to it. Even to the point where the guy on the stage was going, yo, Lee, where's the Twinkies? I hear you got the Twinkies. And I'm like, geez, you got to be kidding me. My wife is up on the hill in the Alucab, and she hears this, and she's freaking rolling. And I get up there, and she's like, boy, you just got roasted on good, didn't you? I was like, yeah, I kind of had that coming, though. I forgot the Twinkies. So anyway, for those of you out there, go toast a Twinkie, stick it some of that banana cream pie moonshine stuff.
Well, I get to try it tonight with the strawberries and cream moonshine.
That'll actually be really good. Yeah.
I bet it would.
Get a video of that. I want to get it. Hey, do video reaction videos and post them on Overland Radio so everybody can see them.
Okay. I can do that, and I'll have to post the videos of playing radio chatter last night.
Yeah, get in there, post it. You got access to it. Don't be such a loser.
I only set up Starlink once in a while we're out here. We do try to disconnect, so.
Nah.
Yes.
Just enjoy it. So apparently we need to let Sean know about this Twinkie and Moonshine thing. So next time we see Sean.
Jen, I'm posting it in the group chat before I turn on Starlink.
There you go. So anyway, that's that. So take your Twinkies and do that stuff. Anyhow,
all right.
What else? You got anything?
Fire roasted Twinkie tonight and dip it in the strawberry moonshine as long as Jeff hasn't drank it all.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. Anything else good and exciting?
No, we got hiking tomorrow. So hopefully I don't injure my re-injure my foot.
What do you mean?
So yesterday when we did the hike to the Balanced Rock, I decided last minute that we were going to go hike that. Everybody just kind of split off their own ways. And we said last minute we were going to go do it. We ended up going down like an off-road trail to get to it. Then, of course, like we get to the part where you can park to go the trailhead. And Jeff sees a sign that says high clearance vehicles only past this point. So, of course, he's like, fuck it, go. So we go down more trails. And they've got primitive camp spots back there that are beautiful. Beautiful overlook. So checking those out. Turn back around. Because the plan wasn't to go hike, I didn't put on my hiking shoes. So I just had all my street shoes. And you had to climb up the side of a mountain to get to the top to where this boulder is balancing between these two formations.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I stepped on like a jagged edge on the way down or even on the way up. But by the time we got back down to the canyon, I was looking at Jeff. I was like, dude, I've done something to my foot. I think I've bruised the bottom of it. And he's like, you're falling apart. I was like, what the hell is turning 40? And like, shit just breaks. You're like, your body just says, ha ha, and beats up on you. So I legitimately have this bruise on the bottom of my foot, right at the back of the ball of my foot.
Oh no.
And so today's been a resting it day, and I'll wrap it up again tomorrow and make sure I got my hiking boots before we go hike.
Well, you know, if tonight is any indication of what yesterday was, it's quite possible you were just drunk and fell.
I was not drinking yet. I don't drink until the nighttime.
No.
Because I got to watch the kids. Because the park ranger told us that when you're on the trails, don't let the kids out of your sights. Like at all. They're not allowed to fall behind or go on ahead of you. Because of the mountain lion population.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, the kids have to stay with you. Keep them in your sight at all times. So I'm the sober one while the boys are drinking during the day.
That's funny.
The wives are sober, and then we have our fun at night.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, now that you got the cricket fixed, I hope that you guys are going to do some more camping because you kind of sucked at it here lately.
Oh, we have. I'm not denying that. It's solely my husband's fault.
We can put the blame on him. It's okay.
Oh, there's no we can. The fact is he did it.
He did it.
He was supposed to fix the tower. That was it. One thing. And winterize it. And the whole kitchen.
It was kind of like the kitchen, you know? He's supposed to do one thing and he ended up tearing half the house apart. So
I know,
obviously we know Jeff doesn't know his own limits.
He's got a problem with kitchens.
Yeah.
You can't leave him alone.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how about this? We made it 40 minutes and
you're coughing out early. They've calmed down.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they kind of have. But
There is no shenanigans happening behind me. They haven't happened in a while.
So, wait. Tell us about this. So we skipping rendezvous and doing a big ass convoy to Moab. Is that what you were going to tell me earlier?
No, we're skipping it, but I don't know what our plans are yet. But we talked about doing a big group trip to Moab. The problem is the kids don't get a big fall break like they used to. It's only a day or two. So now we're going to try and pick something a little bit closer and then save a big trip for summer or spring break next year.
Well, you made a truce to settle down.
Oh, okay. My son is telling me that they all decided to have a truce and they're going to settle down for the rest of the show.
Our buddy Travis at Element out there in Fruita, which is part of Grand Junction, for those of you who don't know, says to come out that way. He's got some, you know, he rents just about any type of vehicle you need for your trips and expeditions. And so he knows all the trails. And he's a super cool guy and knows all the trails, knows all the places to go. And if he says come to Fruita, you should come to Fruita. Actually,
send me some information about it so I can talk to the group.
So where he's at, it's what, an hour and a half to Moab, but then you can go north. You can go north and go up to Dinosaur, which is a really cool place, the state park.
Okay.
And then you got the what do they call it? The upper plateau or whatever, not too far from there either. But Travis knows all the hookups. Travis, Adam says you need to hit him up.
Why? Adam doesn't do social. Adam, I'm throwing you back under the bus because you have not
messaged. Here's the thing. Listen, if you're in the know, you have their cell phone numbers.
Apparently I'm not in the know. I'm not good enough.
You're not. But you just have to know somebody that is.
Love you too, honey. I'm so hurt right now.
Oh God. Yeah, Fruita's a neat place. And as a matter of fact, Travis and I were talking earlier today about heading north up towards Dinosaur. The kids would love Dinosaur.
We got to see some dinosaur fossils yesterday.
Well, this place up there where I'm talking about, it's pretty epic, so
let's go check it out.
Jennifer says she pulls her kids to do online school.
Yeah, no. No. Mm-mm. I
actually doesn't have that kind of patience.
No. No, I will be the first one to admit it. Gavin and I will fight.
Yeah.
No.
Says, would you and Ashley be interested in joining Omaha Toyota Four-Wheel Drive Group and their fall chili camping event in October? Hey, I'd be down for that.
Send me some information.
More info, man. I'd be down for that. What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, send me some information. I can't guarantee that the whole crew may not come with me. Well, it'll be an adventure.
Well, hey, we might even have the studio trailer ready by then.
Are we going to have it ready for more?
Might be in a raw form. I mean, it's like, it's likely that it will be there, but it's not likely it's going to be like decked out and all that stuff with everything, but it'll be there. I hope.
Okay. So. I'm excited. Anyway. Yes, Chris, message me, send me some information. I want to find out more about this.
Yeah.
Tracks, yeah, fossils, small dinosaur-ish lizards. We have it all. That's awesome.
Gavin, that's right up Gavin's alley too.
No, he's not a big dinosaur person, but Emma did enjoy. No, Emma was having fun sticking her head in like a T-Rex head, head in the mouth of one. I've got pictures. It's great.
Chris says Bourbon and Backwoods joined last year. It was a family friendly event. He's referring to the one in Omaha. And if it's family friendly, Ashley can come. Sorry.
That's not true. It is just a memorable experience everywhere.
Why are you slurring your words?
I'm not yet. Give me a little bit.
They have mile. Wait. Travis says we have Mile the Headless Chicken Fest 2. Okay.
What is that? I got to find out. I'm going to have to Google this.
I know. I wish. And here's something that if anybody wants to do it, please go do it. Send me messages on some of these events because I'd love to research them and see if we couldn't go to them. I think it would be absolutely epic to find some of these ones. I like these events that are a lot smaller and a little less known that you can get to and just, you know, it's, you know, can be a little bit on the front. It's good to go to the big events. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love the, you know, but you know, then you do one or two of those in the year. Then the rest of the time, I want to do all the small events, the ones that are in the little towns that have, you know, those are the ones I'm looking forward to.
No, I agree. Those are more fun. And apparently it's Mike, the Headless Chicken Fest.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still want to look this up. Mike the Headless Chicken.
Yeah,
I need to see. I'm intrigued. I'm gonna have to Google this later. I don't know. I'm really concerned. I just heard a lot of yelling over there. I'm not sure where they are. It's dark.
It's in June. And okay, so it's a big sculpture of a chicken without a head.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of like an art contest or something. That's kind of neat. They have all kind of stuff here. Photo publicity. I'm looking it up. Vendors.
Mike the Headless Chicken.
So they have a. Huh?
Why is he headless?
I don't know, but there's people running around in costumes that are headless chicken.
Oh, so according to Wikipedia, this chicken lived for 18 months after its head had been cut off, surviving because most of his brainstem remained intact. That's creepy.
That's mildly disturbing, actually. Right.
Between that and reading the Death in Big Ben book, I am very concerned.
Yeah, that's a little bit scary.
Yeah, well, the
Jennifer
second
says, good night. She's got to go.
Second story in this book's about a homicide that they didn't solve.
Is it really? Mm.
Yeah.
I have too much ADD to sit still and read, which is odd because I can sit here in front of a computer and build a website.
Ooh. Chad, if you are still on here, Chad Boyd, your hammock stand is amazing. It's currently hooked up next to on the Forerunner, and I spent probably a couple hours just hanging out in it earlier. And I could join it. And my children, Jeff took pictures, but I don't know what he did with them.
Well, post some pictures on the Overland Radio page, for God's sake, woman.
You know what? My life does not revolve around the Overland Radio page.
Why not?
I have a page too. I don't know.
Well, post it in all of them.
I will.
Loser.
Whatever. But if Chad's listening, I put up my hammock stand and I even had somebody stop and ask that. He's like, that's a really cool contraption. I was like,
did you tell him where to get it?
And I did. So there's people down the way, super sweet couple. They're retired and they're from Canada. They're from Alberta, Canada. And they've been a blast to talk to. And they drive a 5th-gen 4Runner. It's 17. It's just not decked out like ours. And they live in their camper, snowbird. So when the weather gets cold in Canada, they travel for months on end. Nice. And then they go home when the weather gets nice.
That's good. Heck yeah.
They are an absolute blast. But he's like, I like that little contraption for the hammock. And so we told him, and we were trying to convince him that when they head back up, swing by Oklahoma and we'll show him around.
There you go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, Chad had that thing set up in Arkansas at the polar bear camp there, and he was laying in it playing his Nintendo on the TV that was in the back of the truck.
That's hilarious. So
he had a 36-inch TV or 40-inch TV or something in the back of that Dodge Ram, and it's on a little swivel thing. He had it pivoted. He's laying in that hammock, and he had his Nintendo, and he was gaming. I was like, that's rough, man. That's rough. Yeah.
I sat out here today, tried to stay in some of the shade just because it was warmer today. And you know, being out in the desert, they're back. But hung out there and read my book for a little bit, tried to take a nap when my children weren't trying to get in the hammock. And I'm really concerned right now because they're surrounding me.
You're okay.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but they're whispering over my head if you can't hear them.
Nobody has whipped cream.
They're literally surrounding me.
I don't see anything like whipped cream or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So I don't think they're going to
There's nobody packed whipped cream. I don't think.
You shouldn't say that stuff out loud because then you give them ideas. Yeah. They're whispering. I can hear them.
I'm so scared. But they're flying our flag.
Overland society, huh?
Yep, the Overly Secret Overland Society. That's our group. When we get together, and we tell everybody about it, so it's not overly secret, which is the part.
I love
it. So,
all right.
Steve, I've got a question.
What are they saying?
I don't know. Something about Steve. We have a question.
Steve, we have a question.
Tell them about the. Hey, Andrew's got a great idea.
And if y'all weren't listening, Andrew wants me to tell you guys about the Twinkies. Go fire roast this Twinkie and dip it in the cream moonshine. And then eat it.
That sounds amazing.
We're going to do it right now.
And
right
you got to video it.
Video it?
Video it.
Okay.
We'll
do it right now.
Okay.
We need the reaction.
Do what?
We need their reactions.
Yeah, I need the video so I can know what your reactions are.
Okay.
Apparently they're really going to go do it right now. So don't, we can't get off until they're done roasting their weenie or their Twinkie. Sorry.
Well, we know where your mind's at. Dirty.
I did that on purpose.
Whatever. Sure.
I did.
Hey boys, go roast your weenie. No, wait, your Twinkie.
Oh, earlier the sun was setting and Pedro was sitting on this side of me and he said something and the sun like hit me dead on in the eyes. I was like, I can't look at you. And he goes, what the fuck? I was like, this is not what I meant. I just physically can't look at you. I had to turn my chair.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, like it's been that kind of stuff.
Oh gosh. Yeah, they're gonna love that. Just post a video.
I will. Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah. They're gonna roast a weenie. Oh Lord.
Is he skipping? Did he just skip behind you in a kilt? Okay.
Did you see the flash of thigh?
Thank God, no, I did not. I'm sure our viewers that watch this later on are gonna be happy they didn't see the flash of thigh or hear the slap of Twinkies or whatever you want to call it. Dear Lord. Okay.
The jingle of the coin purse.
Of the coin purse. Yeah.
Oh man. My God, I'm crying. That was hilarious. Okay.
On that note, let's call it a night.
Do what?
I said on that note, let's just call it a night.
Oh, why? Oh, the fire going. Pedro's got his fire going, so they must be roasting the Twinkie right now.
Yeah, we'll post the video.
Okay, I will.
Well, I'm glad y'all are having fun, and I'm glad you were able to get on tonight, and I'm glad that you were able to embarrass yourself. And
I didn't embarrass myself. I had a great time. I just can't speak for everybody else.
I'm just teasing with you, girl. All right, well.
I'm just hoping nobody runs into the hammock over there in the dark and like flips over it because it's still
I hope
up.
Not either. I don't want anybody to get hurt out there. You're in the middle of nowhere.
I know. Like there is everywhere we go is like an hour drive. Tomorrow we're going to the hot springs before the group heads off to Mexico. And then I don't know where we're going to go hike yet, but yeah. But I brought my big camera, my actual Nikon. So I won't get to post really any photos from the trip until we get back.
Why? You can't plug it into your laptop and hook it up?
So I couldn't find, I have a specific drive because I have a MacBook and it doesn't take a, it doesn't have a USB port. It's just got those little Thunder connectors and I couldn't find my adapter piece to allow me to read cards, the USB, the little SIM cards.
Yeah.
And, find it before we left, so I've got to get home and find it, or I'm gonna have to swing by Best Buy and pick up a new one.
All right, we'll take lots of photos. Yeah. Post the Twinkie stuff.
I will post the Twinkie stuff. I don't know who's videoing, so but we're roasting a Twinkie now. I'm gonna dip it in moonshine. So thanks, Andrew, for that. Leave it to Apple to get. You're right. Right. Yes. Leave it to Apple to get. They got rid of everything. It is literally.
They didn't get rid of USBs. I've had every MacBook for the last 10 years, and every one of them had a USB on it.
Mine does not. Like even my microphone, I have to have an adapter piece to plug it into the USB to their Thunder connector.
Well, what? Okay. Damn. All right.
So
well,
this thing is like super restrictive when I have to plug stuff in.
Now that you came off some cash and bought Starlink, why don't you buy you a new MacBook too while you're at it?
I would love to buy a new MacBook, but I'm sure Jeff will kick my ass.
Right.
But like, I can just use the excuse that Gavin can have this one for his Fusion 360 stuff for his modeling, and then I can have the new one.
There you go.
Instead of buying him a Dell.
There you go. Even better. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. Ashley, thanks for coming on all the way from Big Bend using her Starlink. Be sure to go check out our sponsors, Overland Attic, Midland Radios of Midland, USA, and Theo from Rugged Mountain, which you're not very far from him. But anyway, we'll see all of those great people at Moore and in about a month. Well, not even, roughly.
Not even, yeah.
It's close. And
it's getting there.
And Ashley Saturday is going to be doing some interviews. It looks like I'm going to have to take on Friday stuff.
So you do Friday, I'll do Saturday when I'm there. Just don't throw me for like the random shit like you did last year.
No, that wasn't last year. That was like 2 years ago when we gave you Sir William.
It was. Yes, and I wasn't prepared.
But you did great. And he even thought you did great.
I was impressed that I nailed it, but yes.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Ashley, to all of you and your family and friends that are with you, y'all travel safe on the way home.
Thank you. We will. Bye, guys.